At the United Nations today, Britain pushed an 11th-hour compromise plan, a new deadline that would give Iraq 10 more days to comply with disarmament demands. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw formally announced the measure at the Security Council after the chief weapons inspectors presented their latest assessment of Iraq's progress. But even before the session had ended, the foreign minister of France rejected the concept. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
The Security Council convened in special session to hear from the inspectors as the United States and Britain were moving toward war, having concluded that Iraq has not and will not truly comply with UN demands on disarmament. Both nations are pushing a new resolution that basically would authorize military action. Today's report by inspectors Hans Blix and Mohamed El-Baradei did nothing to heal the bitter division within the Council over military action versus continued weapons inspections. Hans Blix noted that Iraq has taken some positive steps in recent weeks to cooperate with inspectors.
It is obvious that while the numerous initiatives which are now taken by the Iraqi side with a view to resolving some long-standing open disarmament issues can be seen as active or even proactive, these initiatives 3 to 4 months into the new resolution cannot be said to constitute immediate cooperation.
The foreign ministers of France, Russia, China, and Germany seized on the positive things Blix and El-Baradei had to say, especially Baghdad's recent destruction of banned missiles, as evidence that weapons inspections work. Germany's Joschka Fischer said his government sees no need for another resolution, as requested by the U.S., Britain, and Spain. And Fischer asked this question.
Why should we leave the path we have embarked on now, that the inspections on the basis of Resolution 1441 are showing viable results?
But Secretary of State Colin Powell drew very different conclusions from the inspector's report. He said he was sorry to learn that Baghdad still is refusing to offer what the UN demands in Resolution 1441, full cooperation.
Not later, immediate. Not passive, active. Not conditional, unconditional in every respect. Unfortunately, in my judgment, despite some of the progress that has been mentioned, I still find what I've heard this morning a catalog still of non-cooperation.
France has been leading the opposition within the Council to the use of military force at this juncture. Its foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, told the Council that it faces a choice, disarmament by peace or disarmament by war. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw took strong exception to that. Straw said that if the choice truly were that simple, everyone in the Council chamber could put up their hands for peace and go home.
The paradox we face is that the only way we are going to achieve disarmament by peace of a rogue regime which all of us know has been in defiance of this Council for the past 12 years is by backing our diplomacy with the credible threat of force.
In an attempt to compromise, Straw tabled an amendment to the draft resolution before the Council. It gives Iraq a little more time, until March 17th, to comply fully with the United Nations. Secretary Powell said the U.S. supports the amendment, but the French Foreign Minister, Dominique de Villepin, speaking outside the Council chambers, flatly rejected Straw's proposal.
Behind this presentation, there is the idea of an ultimatum, 17th of March. This is the logic of war. We don't accept this logic. We would not accept a resolution that will lead to war.
Despite the obvious threat of a veto by France, Secretary of State Colin Powell says he expects the resolution to be brought to a vote in the Security Council next week. The U.S. has made it clear that if it cannot gain approval of the resolution, Washington and its allies will take action against Iraq outside of the United Nations. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.